1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, so that, if any do not obey the word, they also may without the word be won by the deportment of the wives, while they behold your chaste manner of life coupled with fear. Do not let your adorning be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing gold, or of putting on apparel. But let it be the hidden person of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Elohim of great price. For after this manner in former times the holy women also, who trusted in Elohim, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, so that your prayers are not delayed. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brothers, be compassionate, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you should inherit a blessing. For he who will love life, and see good days, let him restrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him shun evil, and do good, let him seek peace, and pursue it. For the eyes of Yahshua are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of Yahshua is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you, if you are followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and do not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify Yahshua the Elohim in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, so that, as where they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed who falsely accuse your good conversation in the Messiah. For it is better, if the will of Elohim is so, that you suffer for well-doing, than for evil-doing. For the Messiah also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to Elohim, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. By which also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of Elohim waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, in which few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. This is a representation of baptism, which now saves us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards Elohim by the resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah, who has gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of Elohim, angels, authorities, and powers being made subject to him.